A hush falls over the theater as the curtain closes on Act 5. Your intrepid hosts walk out onto the stage to bid farewell for a few months. They must shutter themselves from society for the remainder of the year as they conjure knowledge of the universe from the great beyond. The audience holds its collective breath. As you have probably ciphered, this episode will be the last of season 5. But do not be fooled, for as you know, goodbyes are not forever. We will arise anew, more grandeur, more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I mean, we'll be back in 2024. In the meantime, enjoy the spine-chilling sign-off. Today, on Homespun Haints. Hello, Hainted Loves. Welcome to Homespun Haints. I'm Becky.
And I'm Diana.
And it's our last episode of the season. Oh, wow. No.
Already? This season has been a whirlwind. Oh my goodness. We've done so much this year.
We've done a lot of live performances. We've had guests from all over the world. Well, we always do that. It's been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. And we've gotten to see each other in person so many times this year.
3 times.
It's totally unheard of.
It's awesome. Let's continue to make that happen.
Let's do it. Oh, I'm so glad we started this podcast.
Y'all, this does not mean goodbye. We will be back in 2024. And if you really can't go that long without our sultry voices.
May I interest you in this Patreon membership? It's very affordable, but you get episodes every week, even while we're on break, even while we're airing the show, which means you technically get 2 double. Episodes a week. Actually.
Yeah. Or 3.
You might get 3 sometimes. Yeah. If you really, really can't stand the silence, please enjoy our podcast instead.
So in celebration or remembrance or requiem.
In memoriam.
Of our season 5, we have decided to go through some of the key lessons that we learned this year.
Because we always learn things from our guests.
We do. I hope that you find it as useful as we have when we were putting together the notes for this episode, because there's some really, really fucked up shit that happened this season. And I really, really am looking forward to going over some of that with you in case you missed any of these. And we're going to expound farther on these because we have some things that we didn't have a chance to talk about in depth when they were airing. And now is the chance. So we got some juicy nuggets in here for you.
Juicy nuggets.
We just released our premium on Friday for our patrons and our Apple subscription people. And one of the things I was talking about was going out for barbecue. And
oh, yeah.
I did that again last night. And I eat a lot of barbecue. I'm in the South. I love me some pulled pork, so not kosher. It's also gluten-free, so it's easy for me to consume. However, the reason we went out for barbecue last night was because we just finished with my daughter's first orchestra concert of the year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, which is why I was texting you repeatedly during that time, Diana, because I mean, I was doing banking transactions. So here, I just have to get this off my chest. I was a really bad mother last night.
What? I don't believe
it. First of all, we were late to the concert. We had dropped my daughter off. She was already there, but we were late going there because I was too busy drawing weird appendages onto an orange in Photoshop.
That's right. That is what you were doing last night.
Because that's very important. And
it's highly time sensitive.
Yeah, exactly. That shit can't wait. And my husband comes running down. He's like, we gotta go. So we get there and we park in the absolute last parking spot. You know, it's in like the lot beyond the overflow lot. We're basically parking in grass and we have to walk through woods to get to the school. I'm like, oh dear, please God, let's not run into a snake or a not deer or something. And we get in there and like, there's absolutely no seats left. So we have to sit on the floor. And my son, he's like really wiggly because it's bad enough that we're late and he has to sit on the floor. And then it's the sixth graders are doing variations of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star. And they've only been playing their instruments for 2 months. And my husband gives my son his phone to play on. And I'm like, why does he get to play on his phone and I don't?
And then you realized, oh, wait, I can.
Yeah. So I was that mom. I was the one that showed up late, sat on the floor of the steps in front of everyone, and proceeded to do 2 hours of Sudoku on my phone instead of. But here's the thing. I'm going to justify it by saying I was a violin teacher for so many years. I've sat through so much of this shit. My daughter's even said she doesn't want to do orchestra next year. And I'm kind of like, that's fine. I'm just so over it. And I did. I got a nasty stare from another mom. And I was like,
no doubt.
You have not done this as much as I have.
Yes, exactly. It's the first time I've ever been to a concert.
My kids have been taking musical instruments since my daughter was three. We've been attending things like this since 2014. So it's coming up on 9 years just with my kids. And then not to mention the years that I did it and I went to my students' performances when I was teaching. I'm just over it. I'm so over it. Does this make me a bad mother? I need to know.
No, I don't think so.
You sure?
You were there, weren't you?
I mean, in body.
You trudged through snakes to see your daughter perform.
I did.
You risked not deer attacks to see your daughter perform. Your entire family could have returned home covered in poison ivy and tick bites and gotten alpha-gal syndrome. But you went to see your daughter perform. I think you're a hero.
Aw, thanks, Diana.
You're welcome.
That makes me feel better.
Good.
Well, that actually has nothing to do with ghosts, but I did need you all to assure me that I was not terrible. Or if you think I was, don't tell me, because I hate negative criticism. It makes me feel all cold and crumbly inside.
Cold and crumbly? Like an ice cream cake?
Oh, no, like the gifts of gremlins that I was sending you during the rehearsal, Diana, instead of paying attention. We had a really, really long conversation during that whole show.
You were. I had no idea you were at an orchestra performance. You pulled that off well.
Yeah.
Hopefully the people there in the audience were just as fooled by your activity. Covertness.
I did kind of hide behind a corner.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Do the phone at a distance and like look at the... So horrible. I'm like, why do I give a shit what these people think? But I do. I might have to be on a PTA board with them one day or ask them for money. Anyway, so moving on. As Diana mentioned, this is going to be our last episode of the season. If you want to continue receiving our voices in your ear holes, you can subscribe to our Patreon. Patreon.com/homespunhaints. If you are not a member of our Patreon.
Enjoy this commercial.
Diana, we're back.
Hey.
Hey. We're in weird moods today. Well, yes. I was out all night last night eating barbecue and listening to horrendous children. I mean, the beautiful music of our youth.
Sonorous tones of these juvenile prodigies.
I'm sorry. We all have to learn somewhere. If it was the first or second or even the 10th time I had sat through that, I'd probably be a little more understanding. But anyway, let's move on. So we have three big subjects that we want to chat with you all today. These are really important.
Really important.
And they will change your life.
Change your life.
Yeah. And we had several themes that went through this season. These are some of the big takeaways that we got from this season. So the first thing that really stands out to me when I think about what we learned this season is that you can have a half body apparition that is just the bottom half of a person.
It's true. If you go to our website, homespunhaints.com, and you search half body apparition, you'll actually find a ridiculous amount of information there about these experiences. You've heard of a full body apparition, but you've never heard of a half body apparition. And if you have, you probably think you know which half, but you would not necessarily be correct.
Yes, in our episode, The Legs Have No Eyes, our guest talked about a pair of legs that chased her through her front yard. And the funny thing is, this is not an isolated phenomenon.
True.
There are multiple reports of people seeing just legs. Just legs! If you do a deep dive, actually, you can find these things on news reports. I think Fox reported on one of these. Daily Mail reported on one. There's all sorts of videos that people have caught of legs. Just legs.
That's weird. What do you think is the explanation for that, Becky?
I don't know. I want to know where the rest of the body is.
Right? Is it a Manananggal haunting?
I don't think like, so, but it does make sense because when you think about it, ghosts have footsteps, right?
Oh, they do.
Yeah.
So all those half-body apparitions floating around that are only the top half, they had to have left their legs somewhere. Is that your thought? They have footsteps.
I think so. Maybe it's one of these things where it's like when you get to choose if you want to go into the light, you can say, you know what? Half of me does. And
diving through like a garage door closing at the last second. Yes, I want to go into light. Oh, crap. The door was closing. Only half of me made it in. The other half of me is trapped to wander the earth as just legs.
There are so many instances of this. An Arizona trucker, this was actually from this year, was on Fox 10 Phoenix, showed a video from a trucker's dash cam driving along the road. And on the right side, just legs. They just appeared, legs.
Oh, weird. On the side of the road?
Just on the side of the road, yeah. Just some legs.
Do you think that was a haunting where somebody was separated from their legs in a car accident?
Oh, absolutely. That's the only explanation.
Just a residual haunting?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating. Scary.
And then the Daily Star reported in 2021, somebody was taking a video of a child looking at a little white rabbit. That's not ominous at all, like a white rabbit. So they were, and it's obviously with their phone, and it's dark. These things are always dark and grainy. Oh my God. Now, the Arizona trucker dash cam is not grainy. It's dark, but it's not grainy. So it's pretty easy to see the pants. But it's just like, this is a grainy video of a kid looking at a white rabbit. And off to the side, you see these pants just going for a jog.
Weird.
And there is no top.
Is this video or photo?
It's a video.
Whoa.
I'll send all of these to you after we're done. We can include them in this episode's show notes.
We'll have to put those in the show notes. So if you need to see this for yourself firsthand, please go to homespunhaints.com/whatever this episode's title is or whatever. Probably won't be that.
I don't think so. But anyway, there are so many videos of just phantom legs out there. It's not a single phenomenon. What?
Phantom legs. I think you just hit the nail on the head there. That's what they are. They're phantom legs. Like all the people who have phantom limb syndrome, these are their limbs. The ghosts of their limbs.
Why don't we see arms running around and hands?
Well, because arms can't run.
I bet if it tried hard enough, it could.
Maybe they just don't try.
Okay, maybe that's it. All right, there you go. That's what it is. It is.
This is what phantom limb syndrome is when your old limb comes back to haunt you. It's just legs.
We apologize to everybody out there who has phantom limbs. Because I know it's very difficult to deal with.
Yeah.
There are some really unusual therapies out there for that. I actually worked in prosthetics for a while, so I did work a little bit with this. But anyway, I like that, Diana. That's what it is. If you do a search for phantom limbs, you probably won't find much that doesn't have to do with it's all medical. But if you do a search for ghost legs, you might find some of these things.
Similar terms, but yes. Not similar enough.
Very different meanings. Now, there have also been some videos of night crawlers. You know, those are what like look like ghosts, but they have legs.
Wait,
but
what? Ghosts? Mm-hmm. I thought night crawlers were a type of worms.
Well, not the paranormal kind.
Oh, okay. Tell me more.
It's actually a Native American legend for these creatures. And there have been some videos that have surfaced on the interwebs of these things in Fresno and other places throughout California. It's up to you to decide if you think it's real night crawlers or night walkers. I think they're also sometimes referred to. But they are not the worms. They are not the worms. They are a cryptid, fey folk. I don't know. Depends on what you want to believe. Let me send you the video. I think it was Reddit where I saw the best one. I just sent that to you.
Do you want me to go look at it?
You can look at it now if you want.
I want to look at it now.
Okay, go for it. I sent it to your email.
Email.
Please enjoy this interval music while Diana looks at the Nightwalkers. Are you tired of websites that have been Frankenstein together?
Oh, my website is so slow and creaky.
Every time I use the search bar, it just returns Abby Normal over and over again.
Becky's sister company, The Concept Spot, holds the secret to life itself and can create new life from nothing. In fact, we've been giving life to highly functional websites for the last 25 years using premium parts we swear we didn't salvage from graveyards.
Ooh, check out that head. Image.
Instead of going,
my new website purrs.
Need a blog? The Concept Spot can do that. Want an online store? We can do that too.
We build our sites from the cellular level. No reused templates or discarded body parts here, so we can make your site do whatever you want and look however you want.
It's gorgeous! I can't even see the stitches.
We can also resurrect your dead website if rigor mortis has set in.
Oh, it's like a new man.
If you think Homespun Haints is frighteningly genius, you should see our websites. Let your favorite ghoulish gals, Becky and Diana, build you a monstrous website that will wreak havoc on the internet for years to come.
Visit theconceptspot.com for more information.
It's live! It's live!
The fuck was that? It looks like a person wearing some kind of a stretchy bodysuit walking by the side of the road.
Yeah, they're night crawlers. They are steeped in Native American lore.
Cool.
These that were caught on camera that you'll see around the internet are called the Fresno night crawlers because I guess they showed up in Fresno.
Makes sense.
But they're a little different from the pants.
Yes, they have heads. They're not ghost pants.
So I bring this up in case anybody is like, oh, she just saw night crawlers, because that's a more likely explanation. No, night crawlers look completely different. So that was my number one. And I think we've solved what they are now. Thank you, Diana, for that very insightful.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're welcome.
We know what they are. To everybody who has lost a leg or an arm or a foot, well, they are out there.
Hopefully haunting the side of the highway instead of haunting you.
Remember in season 4, when we talked to the Mindless Morning Show podcast?
Alien, and they had the story. Cunnilingus and farting in a museum?
Yes, there was the green foot that moved on its own.
That just would the walk one foot. Down the stairs every day.
Yeah, we have other stories of phantom lower halves.
I have seen the feet of the entity in my basement, but not the rest of it.
That's true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought that was just because she was hiding behind a scarf, but...
She could have been.
Maybe
I hope
it.
That's the case. I hope she's not wandering around without her
footless
upper torso. Oh. Anyway, let's move on to number two.
Number two, thing we've learned in season 5. Mm-hmm.
Witchcraft can be cheap.
Witchcraft can be cheap. That's a major life lesson, because when I was a kid and I got into all of this, I was so broke so instantly trying to buy all these herbs and candles and bells and knives and shit.
Right. Well, I think we have this view in our minds of what a witch is supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. You know, she's got her Pinterest perfect cottage in the woods.
You gotta have the cottage.
Right, with her specially cultivated herbs drying in one corner and her matching tile and broomstick set up and
all the gingerbread.
All the gingerbread and her smeg latte maker and all the things. But in truth, we learned that you can have just as effective witchcraft, maybe even better, by using condiments that you stole from Taco Bell.
Not stole.
Acquired. I mean, get a burrito and that stuff is supposed to be free. But...
Right, exactly. That's what I say when I go to any fast food restaurant ever, which is usually on road trips to see you, Becky. When they ask me how many packets of sauce, I say, however many you can put in without getting in trouble, please. Because I don't want to be a rude customer, but it do like sauce.
You do like sauce.
I do like sauce.
I'm thinking of Oliver from Only Murders in the Building and him and his dips.
Yes. Yeah. I do like dips. That's true.
You're like that with your sauce.
I've had to find out which sauces at which fast food restaurants are dairy free due to my dietary craziness. And I was reading, actually on the road trip back from visiting you in Atlanta, I was reading all the ingredients at all the fast food restaurants and all of their sauces and found out that they're there are these like secret sauces that you can ask for at certain fast food restaurants, but they don't tell you what they are and they're not on the menu.
Tell me.
Well, the one I ended up getting was at Arby's, and it is called Bronco Berry Sauce, which is just as awful as it sounds.
Oh my God. Does it taste like a truck hit a strawberry?
Yeah. Or a bull. Yeah. Or a Bronco, I guess, is a horse.
Bronco is a horse,
yeah. Sorry, I'm from Oklahoma. I know that. But I think it's like that red cornstarchy stuff that you dip your egg roll in at the American Chinese restaurant.
Duck sauce?
Maybe. But it's okay. Bright red.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like a weird chili duck sauce.
It's supposed to have fruit flavor, but there's no fruit in it. Yeah. Yeah. So next time you go to an Arby's, ask for Bronco Berry Sauce and they'll give it to you. And then maybe they'll say, how did you know?
And then give them a sticker.
Give them our website. We're big with Arby's employees. That's us. The counter girls always flirt with me. I love your purple hair. They often say, that's the first time I've seen someone with purple hair that looks nice. I've gotten that twice from Arby's counter girls in the middle of nowhere truck stops.
Some people do this intentionally and it's not a mistake, yes.
Oh no, when I did it, it was a mistake.
Oh.
I was trying to bleach my hair and put purple toner in. It didn't go well, so my hair ended up purple.
Oh, you mean when you were here and you had purple hair?
Yeah, it was a total mistake. Exactly.
Oh, it was gorgeous. It was this really light lavender color.
I know, right?
Nice. So yes, witchcraft can be very cheap. It doesn't have to be condiment packets. It can be pretty much anything, but it's about the intention and how you view the things that you're putting into it.
Indeed.
And if you are doing witchcraft because you want to take a gorgeous picture for Instagram, you may have the wrong intention.
Says you.
Just saying. It's
getting those likes is hard, man.
I know, but I'll just curse anybody who doesn't like our posts.
Sometimes you have to resort to magic.
That's not real magic, though. That's visual magic, which is something I have been trained in, and nobody seems to understand the value of it until they add witchcraft into the mix. But true. Yes, you can have pretty things without witchcraft, too. All you need to do is hire us. So that's a big thing. Thrifty Witchery, we interviewed the authors of that book, and I actually got to meet Martha in Atlanta. She was at the Mystic South convention.
That is such a cool place, and Tempest was there. I want to go next year.
Yeah, we'll make it happen.
Excellent.
Anybody from Mystic South is listening, we would love to be speakers.
Oh, hey, that'll give me a reason to come down.
Right, because I'm not enough of a reason.
Well, you may or may not qualify as a business expense.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
I would come see you even if we had no business seeing each other. No business at all.
So, Diana, since we are both incredibly thrifty, mm-hmm. I know we've talked about this before, but I wanted to just renewed things because you're always coming up with ways to be thrifty.
I am. It's true.
I would love for you to share some ways in which you have been very thrifty in accomplishing your goals, supernatural, witchy, or otherwise. What is a crowning example of something you've done recently?
Well, recently this year, I discovered the really, really free market. Mm-hmm. That changed my life here in 2023. I have spoken about it on the show before, but if you haven't caught that, really, really free markets are kind of popping up all over the place. And if you just search really, really free market on Eventbrite or Facebook, you should be able to find events in your area. It's basically a free open market where people go and offer their items and services that they do not want anymore or that they want to provide for the community. And the community just shows up and takes those things. And it's amazing. You can get your lunch there. You can get rid of all your crap that you don't need anymore. You can get other people's crap that they don't need anymore. It's completely changed the way I shop because most of the time I'll look at something and think like, oh, I need 2 binder clips for this project. I don't want to buy a whole pack of 10 binder clips from the store. Have to go and drive to the store and everything to get the binder clips, da da da. Whatever. You know, these little things, I feel like I know that the universe, quote unquote, will provide for me at the free market, and that if I just wait, it'll be there for me. And it always has been. It's very weird. Like the second time I went, I asked Amber, what do you want from the free market if they have it? And she said a bike helmet. And the first thing I saw walking in the door was a size extra small bike helmet, which is like her size. Aww, yeah. I was like, wow. This is fate. This is definitely fate. Thank you for letting me know you've got my back, universe. It really kind of freed up my mind because I hate garage sales with a passion. I hate hosting them. I like going to them, but I hate hosting them. I never want to have one again. And so this has kind of freed up my mind to have the mindset of, oh, well, when I move, I will just give away what I don't want to move. And then it will be there for me in my destination at some point. And I have that faith now in community giving and sharing that I didn't have before. And I love that feeling of like community sharing. Like, do we all really need a miter saw? All of us, every last one of us on this block? Do we really? Do we need, each of us need a 20-foot extension ladder? Each of us? Really? I mean, sharing is, we live in neighborhoods for a reason, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I could really use a 20-foot ladder. If anybody in my neighborhood has one, I need to borrow it.
See, that's the thing. Your HOA should just have one for you whenever you need it. The neighborhood ladder.
The neighborhood ladder.
I think that's the point of an HOA, isn't it?
Clearly, you do not have an HOA.
Who's got a ladder I can borrow? Ma'am, this is the HOA. We don't handle this. Damn right. It. Tell me who's got a ladder. I know you know.
I love that. That is great. And I think that's what a lot of the ethos of real witchcraft is. It's about community and helping. Mm-hmm. A lot of these people in the Middle Ages that were labeled as witches were the cunning women. They were the women who helped others in the neighborhood, the mm-hmm. granny witches in Appalachia and things like that. They were the ones that had the healing arts. They were the ones who knew how to help people. And as we learned from one of our Irish folklorists that we spoke to, in some parts of the world, you cannot pay for these services. You must give something in exchange or else it won't work. That actually was definitely the case for the granny witches where I grew up because people just didn't have money. Mm-hmm. So you would go get a cure and in exchange you might give a, I don't know, some eggs or just one chicken leg if you had a phantom chicken leg.
One phantom chicken leg.
The rest of the chicken is off somewhere wondering where its leg went.
Can't eat a chicken like that all at once.
Which leads us into the third thing that we have learned from this season, I think, something really, really big. And that is ghost stories in Ireland are so much scarier than ghost stories here.
That is true. Oh, there's so many things that we hear about in the States and it sounds harmless. And then we hear about the Irish version and it's terrifying.
Holy shit. Oh, yes. This can hurt you.
Elementals. Everybody talks about elementals in every other country. It's just like, oh, yeah, they're wonderful earth spirits. They're just part of the land. They feel really earthy when you see them. They look like stone or grassy or mossy. They've got a heavy energy. And in Ireland, it's like, oh, no, the elementals are there to suck your soul out through your tear ducts and then wring it out and cast it into the fires of Mordor. It's pretty intense.
Yeah, it is pretty much like that. Yeah.
And the doppelganger theory as well, the pattern ghost that indicates that somebody's dying somewhere.
Oh, yeah. Just the very fact that so many of these ghosts that you see are portenders of death.
Yeah.
It's like, here, oh, I saw a ghost. Oh, that's so fun. Ha, ha, ha. There, it's like, oh, no.
Oh, no, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, death, can you come along for one more chess game so I can at least make it back and see my family kind of thing?
Yeah. Ireland's traditionally been a rather hard place to live, so it's not surprising. Like the Polish ghost stories we were talking about a couple seasons ago, it's really not surprising that with that much misfortune that the ghost stories have to be even scarier than other places.
Well, it's definitely like that in Appalachia as well. I think we have a lot of, like every single thing that happens in Appalachia means you're going to die. Oh. But the Irish stories that we heard, like there's a freaking vampire and they have to keep a stone on top of his grave so he won't come out.
Still.
Like, he's still down there. Yeah. Or the story of Lepp Castle that we heard from Joe, how the door was open, beckoning her in. If you haven't heard that, go listen to the episode on Samhain. It is spooky.
Yeah.
And the funny thing is, when we spoke to Joe and then Bob about the folklore of Ireland, both of them were like, well, I haven't had a lot of experiences myself. And then the ones that, oh, but then this happened. It's gosh.
Just this.
It's not like, oh, I haven't had any ghost stories. Oh, but I saw a window open on its own by itself. No, yeah. No, this is like, oh, but I saw the castle doors open and beckon me to hell. Yeah, just that little thing that happened once.
So what do you say, Becky? It's now our bucket list item to go broadcast a season from Ireland someday.
Oh my gosh. That would be amazing.
Go to all of these haunted castles.
Well, I'm actually a little afraid to. I'm kind of wondering if my soul is going to come out intact.
I don't know. You know, these are the chances you take to be a ghost hunter.
I went and stayed at a lovely bed and breakfast in Northern Ireland, and my son ended up getting possessed, and I had a ghost sit on me, and my husband saw a ghost of a dead child. And this is just one night.
And they just looked at you and smiled, the owners of the house.
Yes. They're like, oh, they do that sometimes.
Yep. They possess children sometimes.
Yes. So, yes, if you are looking for ghosts, let me tell you where to find them.
Yeah, seriously.
But you're not going to find them in the pubs of Dublin. No, you need to wander out a little bit. You need to rent a car. You need to figure out how to drive on the left-hand side of the road if you are not familiar with that already.
You definitely see more disembodied legs running along the left side of the road than you do the right side. So it's worth it to learn to drive on the left. Yes, I agree.
All right. Well, Diana, I think that sums up our season 5, right?
I think
disembodied legs, Irish elementals, and Taco Bell witchcraft.
I think that sums up 2023 nicely, Becky. And I think everybody learned something this season. Painted Loves, what did you learn this season? And if you learned anything, please join us on Patreon. We have conversations on there in the comments section, or you can join us for ongoing conversations at facebook.com/group/homespunhaints. We're also on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, and Pinterest. If you'd like to keep getting little nuggets of information from us all through this long, cold winter break, we'll probably sneak in a Christmas episode some point. So keep listening, keep watching. Patrons, I know you're still waiting on your Halloween presents from this year, but they are going to be a big one, trust me. And to the rest of you, may you have a very spooky rest of 2023.
Homespun Haints is hosted by Becky Kielimnik and Diana Doty and produced by Homespun Haints Media LLC. Editing and music by Becky Kielimnik. Show notes by Diana Doty. If you have a ghost story and you'd like to be considered as a guest for this podcast, please visit our website at homespunhaints.com/submit.